Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it
this day.
Yes.
Happy Friday morning to you.
Yes, it's a beautiful Friday.
We want to extend the invitation to you to Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. We want to invite you to come on out. If you would like to preview some of the services, you could go on Facebook to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. And there on the page, as you scroll down, you'll see the services each Sunday. And what we do is we record them, and then they're uploaded later in the evening. So those services are archived there on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. And also Tuesday night, Family Enrichment Night, is broadcasted online through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page at 7 p.m. So you could join in with that premiere video and interact with others who are watching during that time also. So we want to encourage you to be a part with us of what God is doing here in the city of Cocoa. There's truly been so many things that have taken place since the ministry landed at 1010 Dixon Boulevard back in 2006. There are so many mighty things that God has done, not only in the lives of people, but in the community as a whole, on up and down Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Prosperity is coming throughout the city of Cocoa. There's so many wonderful projects, economic projects, things that are taking place here in the city. So we want to thank all the working people of the city of Cocoa who go forth, who make decisions, who bring the plans to pass. Everybody who's meeting, continually planning, they're operating, stepping out on faith, doing things. Thank you for making the city of Cocoa a wonderful place to reside in.
And talking about that, it's so come back full circle and so real to me, and we will make it happen at the Plaza 2, which is where Save-A-Lot store is a landmark. Before Pastor Kim passed away, one goal she has was to see a water park.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes.
A beautiful water park for the children in that area, mm-hmm, during the summertime, to have a place that they could go. And a band shell, mm-hmm, they call it, where the families, she was all about, mm-hmm, family, man. So I am in the process right now. I have my spiritual strength back. So I'm in the process of starting to put that part of the vision, that part of the vision, to life. It shall come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as we build on this radio program, our great men and women of God who tune in days after days to hear us talking about make your day count, then we're going to ask you to be a part. We have been asking you to be a part of this radio broadcast by sowing into it. By sowing what? Into it. By giving into it, so as we can continue to bring the word of God to you on a daily basis. We can help you to make your what? Day count. Make your day. And to make a mark that cannot be erased. Because the things that you do here for God is recorded in heaven. The Bible says, lay you up what? Treasure. Lay not up treasures where? On earth. But lay up your treasures in heaven. Because where your treasure is where your heart lies. So giving is always a heart condition. And we teach here that you give to what? Wisdom, discernment. You have to discern the things that are right and the things that are good and give into it. Can't give into everything, but you got to give into what God is doing. And what God is doing will reveal to you through the spirit of discernment. We teach all week that you must develop what? A spiritual eye, a spiritual ear, a spiritual mind, and spiritual discernment. So when you develop that, then you are able to know what to do. What to do. See, Saul on Damascus Road lacked those qualities. And so he didn't. But when God spoke to him, he says, Lord, what will you have me to do? And that's it. We have to get to the place where we know what God will have us to do here in the earth realm before we leave. Mm-hmm. We do the things that God wants us to do. Some of us can do can preach, can come to the radio station and do what we do, but you have the ability to give. And when you give into it, you are doing it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. You're doing it.
So if you are able, if you would like, willing and able to sow a seed into this radio program, all the proceeds go directly to pay for the airtime for Make Your Day Count. Me or Pastor Beckford do not get any money for being here around these microphones. So we're asking for you to sow, make a contribution. The address is P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And you can make your check or money order to Errol Beckford Ministries. If you are a Cash App user, you could give through $Celebration Tab. And on the four line, please put Make Your Day Count so that your giving could be directed to the airtime for this program. So if you use Cash App, it is $Celebration Tab in the four line, Make Your Day Count. Or you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. Or you could come visit us at one of our services Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And we want to close off this week with the fifth benefit, spiritual what?
Recognition. The ability to be able to see.
Right.
To be able to recognize. And it's a cool thing because when I was thinking about spiritual recognition, when we look at pictures of people through various life stages, like if you look at a baby picture, toddler picture, childhood picture, adult picture, you see that there's recognition. You recognize that it's a certain person, although their size, different dynamics of their appearance have changed, but you still recognize that it's the person. So you could be looking at a baby picture or a toddler picture of somebody who's now in their 70s or 80s. So many things have changed about their outer appearance. It's gone through different changes, but you're still able to recognize. There's a recognition that takes place because your spirit still looks the same.
Yeah.
It's the body that has changed, but the body is only the place where the spirit dwells. So it goes through a process. It's born, it lives, and then it goes through a process where it prepares to return back to the dust. But the spirit that's inhabiting the body temporarily is the same. So that's why how we are also able to recognize people in heaven, through spiritual recognition.
I remember, you know, I have my face mask on, my face mask on out in public. And this lady, she was looking at me. And she was looking at me. And then she walked over and she says, is this Pastor Beckford? She wasn't sure. She says, is this Pastor Beckford? I say, yeah. She says, I recognize you, even though you were in that face mask. I was. She says, we all wear these face masks, and sometimes it's very difficult, she says. She says to me, that's why she wanted to tell me. That's why I was staring at you. Because of these face masks, it's that difficult to recognize. But I said to myself, that's got to be Pastor Beckford. And I want to make sure I came over. That's it. You know, you were just saying it right. Even though sometimes things about us change, yet we can still what?
Recognize each other.
Yes, because there's something about you that I'm not, but that the walk, the mannerism, the sound of that voice has to be. Come on, let's talk about Samuel. Samuel's sleeping. Samuel hear a voice and couldn't what? Recognize it. You remember that?
Yeah. He kept going to Eli.
Yeah.
Did you call me? I didn't call you. Eli said, no, it wasn't me. Go back to bed.
Come on. At this point, that's because he heard a voice, but it was the right voice.
Right. He couldn't identify it.
But he couldn't identify it. He associated incorrectly. Samuel. He ran to his father. Said, did you call me? He couldn't recognize. He couldn't recognize that voice. He couldn't recognize the voice of God. He called again. And his father said, no, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. So he went back to sleep. He heard Samuel. He said, you call me. Because I heard the voice a second time. My father said, no, I didn't call you. But this time, when you're sleeping, if you hear it again, say, speak, Lord. And watch this. Your what? Your servant hear you. So speak. Yeah. So this is it. The ability to what? Recognize.
Yeah. Then from that point on, Samuel, he rose into be a great prophet.
Yes.
He was the one that anointed Saul king. And then he was the one that had to release the word that the kingdom was torn from Saul in the spirit. And then he anointed David. He had to be able to recognize that it was the anointing that was on David. Even though Jesse presented other sons, never presented David, presented all the other sons, had them pass before Samuel, and he had to recognize, no, just because you look right on the outside doesn't mean that you're the one that God has called. So he had said, he had told Jesse, he said, you got to have another son, and I'm not sitting down till he's brought in. And there comes David, and the spiritual recognition came, and he realized that David was the one to be anointed as king. So spiritual recognition is very also good when you're seeking a spouse. Spiritual recognition. If you talk to people who are married, a lot of times they'll say, if you're asking them, how did you know? How did you know that was the one? How did you know? A lot of times they say, you just know. And you can't really explain it, but you just know. It's like spiritual recognition because, we've all been in various relationships, and a lot of times we know that these relationships are not meant to last, but we just continue to occupy our time with that person. But when you know that there's spiritual recognition that takes place. And it's not just one-sided. It's not one person hounding the other person saying, I know. It's both people.
Yeah, both people
coming in agreement.
They have the same chemistry. That's for another day. They have that spiritual recognition. You have to recognize. You have to recognize the things that God has for you. You have to recognize the things that are of God. Because you can't perceive wrong. And so many times we made that mistake and we become very frustrated. And that's the reason why he said, I'm not giving to that radio show. They all the same. Samuel! Eli, you called me. No, I didn't call you. Sometimes you hear the voice of God and then we have wrong, perception. Our perception is what? Wrong. We perceive wrong. And that's why this week we teach five things for you to be able to do to make your day count: spiritual eye, spiritual ear, spiritual mind, spiritual discernment. And I see that all time is running out. So take it from there, Pastor.
If you're a business owner and you're looking for commercial property, please call 321-638-0381. 638-0381. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
We're listening to today's modern worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast.